Blog Talk Radio.
Yo, what's up? You rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee. Yes, you are rocking Four Quarters with me. That's Coach Lee. I'm in the place to be. I'm your host with the most. Giving it to you like I know you should have it in women's football. I am so live today. You know, I do it like that most of the time. But as you guys know, I do have to work for a living. And I am making it a point to make sure that I'm live, because from what I'm hearing, there's supposed to be some phone calls calling in, you know, 347-826-7278. Again, 347-826-7278. Yeah, I already got it going. Yes. It happened this weekend. So, you got it. All right, as you can see, yes, I am live, and sometimes I have to stop the show just to answer some questions, because I am that important at where I'm at. So, you know, stay tuned, you know, be patient, and I'll get to you. But anyway, like I said, you know, you can call in, interrupt the show if you choose to, do what you got to do to make it happen, and you're rocking Four Quarters with Coach Lee for the next hour. So let's go ahead and get this party started. Let's talk about our sponsors. You know, we got Adidas, my Adidas, your Adidas, we Adidas. We all should be rocking Adidas. We got Riders Athletic Company, the official football equipment company of the Women's Football Camping Conference, where the good get better. And Enterprise. Why pick Enterprise? Because they will pick you up. And, you know, let's do this how we always do this, how we start the game with a deep kick. And it's a deep, deep kick all the way outside the end zone. Just how a coach wants to start the game. Put the team on 20-yard line and make them go 80 on you. Make them go 80 yards on you. But anyway, we go deep because, hey, that's what we talk about here in women's football. And You know what? Let's start off with quarter number one. Woo! Word on the street. Word on the street. For those who don't know, for those who do know, the word on the street is that there are a few teams that are jumping from one league to another league or even going independent. It's something that happens every year. It's no surprise to many. It might be a surprise to which teams are profoundly leaving particular leagues. Again, this time where teams are folding and all this other stuff, Rumorville is jumping off. And like I said, I try to give it to you straight, try to give it to you like I know it. And you know, yes, there is an uproar right now going on in one of the major leagues, the IWFL. There's a few teams that are wanting to get out. And I will say this, it's just not one league. You know, it's been leagues in general. Over the last 6 years that I've been involved in women's football, no one league is any better than the other from the past. It's the same issues when you go from one league to the next. And that's what people are upset with, you know. So why are teams upset and mad? Because the things that the leagues are doing and aren't doing. Majority of the leagues that have been in existence have been more of a control freak, meaning that if you own a team because you joined the league, they feel that they own you or they own the team, and that's not how it is. You know, owners put their money into it, or player team-owned teams put their money into it, and the leagues have not put their money into the teams. And as for controlling interest, not even saying controlling interest, that would be the wrong word, because then that means you'll be in the profit-sharing business. But since there's no team out there that's really showing a profit, and if you are, please let me know. But because we're not showing a profit, I'm not going to say a controlling interest. But what we call having at least too tight around the team's neck. And teams are just tired of being choked out, tired of not getting their just due, tired of what else that I've been hearing that I've also went through myself, tired of not being able to promote and do the things that we want to do to help promote our teams, tired of not being able to play teams that might be closer to us, be it that it be a scrimmage game, be it a preseason game or a postseason game, just tired of when and how they can, you know, conduct their practice, practices, tryouts, and things of that nature. Again, tired of paying a league fee and getting nothing out of it but a schedule. People are just tired. I mean, that's the bottom line. People are just tired of it. And, you know, what winds up happening if you keep having a business that lose money and you're putting money into the other business and they seem to prosper and you're not seeing no end result of your money going into something, what is your return on investment outside of you're losing your money already doing all the promotional things that you're doing within your own town and your own city? So I'll put it like this. You know, Amway is a great business for those who are on top of the ladder. The key is getting more people in involved so that you can finally get paid. The same thing with the Body Works and all these other selling pomegranate juices and herbs and all this other stuff. It's a great business model, but the key is bringing people in and in and in to keep paying in order for you to get paid. And that's how the leagues are looked upon. You're putting your money into it, but you're not getting anything out of it but a schedule and someone telling you what you can and can't do. So people are just sick and tired of that. So I'm saying this because people are frustrated. You know, people want to unify. People want to do a whole bunch of different things. People feel that the money that they are putting into the league should be used towards promotions. And I've seen a couple of comments on the meeting board saying that the league is not here to promote you. That's your job to promote within your region and within your area, which is true, 100% true. Nothing wrong with that. But the leagues in past and in future need to use the funds to market the fact that there is a league. So I understand that from a owner's perspective, what the argument would be or the upsetness of a team who's put in, say, 10 years in a particular league. And let's just say that league charged $3,000, and you've been put in 10 years, and you didn't put up $30,000 as a team to be a part of something. And again, what's the most important part about being in business? ROI, return on investment. And a lot of teams are just upset that there is no return on investment. You know, I've seen some comments saying, is it realistically that team, I mean, that a league could actually fund a marketing product? And I'm saying yes. I'm saying yes because I do marketing. Got 50 teams. Again, I'm just using round numbers. Okay? 3,000 times 50 is what? $150,000, if I'm not mistaken. Something like that, yeah. Am I right? Yeah, that's right. That's right. That's 150. And realistically, could that buy marketing? Yes, it can. Do it have to be done to each individual team? No. But can you go to the local cable company in one region? For instance, let's use the L.A. market. And you got four teams in the L.A. San Diego market. Could you legitimately go to Cox Cable and pay $25 a commercial to be aired on ESPN2, the O Channel, and some other things of that nature? Yes, you can. Do you have to do just one individual team? No, you put together a regional ad with the teams that you're targeting, letting people know that there's women's football in this particular region. And I think that's what some of the minimum that owners are asking for. Where is the presence of the league in the big scope of things? You know, that's what teams are talking about. Where are the acronyms that when it's time to do these things? You know, it's been funny that the leagues have taken credit for what teams have done, but have not done anything credibly to the teams or for the teams. My example would be the teams that have played football games in front of NFL teams. It wasn't done by the league. The league didn't set that up. The team set that up. You know, there's been some teams that have been on TV and gave free publicity to the leagues, be it their local news, be it national news, be it game shows and everything else. But the leagues did not set that up. And again, that's the frustration from the owners, is that we're busting our tails, we're paying you money, and we don't see you busting your tail. I wouldn't even mind if a league was designed out there and the owner of the league or the commissioner of the league got paid as a full time job, you know, anywhere between $30,000 to $40,000, and if it was known and said that this is what I'm going to get paid, then that's legit. Because then that person has the opportunity to be doing what they do 365 days a year. And that's not what's being said or what's being done. You know, some team owners have paid their money, some team owners haven't. You know, I'm finding out there's teams out there that even paid their league fees from last year. Stuff like that. So as a business partner, I'm pissed off because why are we allowing the team to be in the league if they're not going to pay their fees? And all they're doing is hurting those who are paying their fees because we're getting the brunt of the demise of the work, you know. But going back to the league again, you know, I had a couple of points here that I want to hit. Why are teams upset? I just gave you why they're upset. They just don't feel they get any bang for their bucks to putting in more money and getting nothing out of it outside of a schedule. Outside of a schedule, maybe a T-shirt, if that. And what else, you know? So, again, that's the overall picture of why folks are mad. You know, there's a group out there that are leaving the IWFL. Why? Because they're tired of banging their heads. They're tired of being told what to do. Are they going to go to another league? Don't know. Are they going to go independent? I don't know. You know, what would be the benefits of jumping to another league? If you just left one league, going to another league, and it's similar or just like, then what are you doing? All you're doing is recircumventing the issues and not selling the problems. But if you go independent, is there enough independent teams out there for you to play? If there's enough independent teams out there in your area, you know, to cut the cost down. You know, there's some good and bad about it. You know, if you go in the college area, you got Notre Dame, you got Army, Navy, Well, you got these institutions who are out there who set their own contracts up, like Notre Dame. Well, Notre Dame can afford to do that. They got a television contract with NBC. NBC pays them, what is it, $20 million a year. And then if they go to a BCS Bowl, they get the full $13 million to play in that BCS Bowl. They ain't got a share in their conference. So there's some negatives and some positives about being independent. But as far as women's football is concerned, it definitely will be a decent idea if you can play teams within your area. But if you got to travel to, you know, from the West Coast to the East Coast just to get a game in, I guarantee you, you're losing out. So it's a lose-lose situation in that situation. But because there are two leagues out there, the WFA and the WSFL, who are willing and allowing their teams to play outside teams as long as it doesn't interrupt the schedule, you know, it can possibly work. But a lot of us are playing this game to win a championship, not just to play 10 games and call it quits. You know, we want to be called the best. We want to be number one, you know. So, again, there's some benefits. Okay, so what is trying to be done out there? I think the thing that's being done right now is unification. Unification is what's trying to go on right now. Unification, one league, you know, one league, one, I can't even give a model yet. You know, one dream, one league, I don't know. But that's the true thing that's trying to be done out there, a unification of all the teams. So it's going to take all of us, each and every one of us. And again, I'm beating a dead horse with this, but you know what? It's something that needs to be talked about. And again, if you want to call in, you got something to say, you want something to add, you can dial in 347 826-7278. I am available. I'm here. You know, if you want to express yourself, please do. But again, the fact is, what are we going to do as far as women's football is concerned? You know, again, I'm all about solutions. And my whole thing is I put out a possible solution, one roof, one league, one whatever, whatever, called 96. I just put up the updated version on the Women's Tackle Football Group.meme.com board just to give folks an idea of what's out there, because people don't realize there's a lot of teams out there in within close proximity of helping each other. You know, it's out there. It's out there, but people have to put down their personal feelings towards each other. And like I said, I talked to someone today who we don't see eye to eye, but we know a good business plan when we see it. And, you know, and we're able to talk about it. Like I said, I don't have to like you to work with you. I don't have to love you to work with you. I just got to respect the fact that you're doing something that, you know, that I'm doing, and we got a common goal. You know, I don't have to sleep with you. I ain't got to eat your food that you cook and stuff like that. The fact is, if we're going in the same direction and we both got teams, we need to do what's best for the teams. So that's been what we've been trying to get done. And so, again, the League 96 is, you know, everybody's talking about, well, that's too many teams. 96 teams in one league. No, you got to look at it this way. It's 8 12-team leagues is what it is. It's 8 12-team leagues is what it is. You know, don't worry about the number 96. Worry about, can I get me 10 games in and I don't have to travel, you know, freaking 3 days and fly everywhere. Everything should be within driving proximity, you know. That's where we at. You know, my whole theory is this. We need to create close rivals, inner city or interstate or city-to-city rivals. Because, you know, no matter what, if I'm in Vegas, and this is honest God truth, I'm in Vegas and we go play an L.A. team, how many people are really leaving Vegas to go follow my team? Even though I average about 450 people to a game, okay? How many of that 400, let's just say 10%, 10%. If 10%, that's only 45 people going to go see me play in L.A. Is that really bringing any fans and making any money for the other team? No. You know, but if there's another team that may be, say, 20 miles away, and they average 250 people on top of my 400 people, now when we play each other, I'm bringing my 400 people to their venue, they're bringing their 250. So now we got 650 people. 650 people at the game. Now you're creating rivalry. Now you're creating story. Now you got the news talking to you, telling you, you know, hey, you know, it's like USC, UCLA, 27 miles apart, Stanford and Cal, right down the street from each other, Oregon State. Now, those you're talking about bigger institutions with a lot more money, but that's the model that is needed. Stop looking at the NFL. The NFL is capped at 32 teams. Why? Because you got to be a billionaire to be in the game. In the women's football game, you can be a broke joker. It don't matter because you're using your players to create your funds anyway. You know, people always ask me, who are your fans? I said, my number one fans are my players. And they said, why do you say that? I said, because when I order T-shirts, guess who buy them first? The players. When I buy coolers and cups, who buys them? My players. When I buy hats and socks, who buy them? My players. So I'm guaranteed to sell 35, 40 shirts right off the bat. I might even double that. Let's say I'm going to sell 100 shirts right off the bat because that's my first line of customers. So, again, going back into the whole halo and the rule and the parameters of what you own, you don't own anything, especially if a team is already in existence in that particular market. Why would you merge two teams? That don't make any sense. You play what you got. You recruit. There's enough women to recruit a good team, you know. But, again, you got to create that close rivalry. We don't have close rivalry. I mean, one of the better rival games that there was in women's football was Houston Energy and the Dallas Diamonds. But they still wasn't packing the house, you know, because that's still a five-hour drive. So, again, let's get off our high horses. And for those teams that are within close proximity, you know, let's play each other. Let's create these things. That's the hypeness. West side against east side, north side against south side. You know, look at your local high school rivalries. Your high schools are within 3 or 4 miles of each other, and they all have, what, 22 to 2,500 students? They all field football teams. But what happens on Friday night? The whole town shuts down, especially down south and back east, you know, in remote areas. They shut down because that's the thing to do. So that's what we have to create with women's football. And those opportunities will come if we just, again, put our guards down and stop letting people put stuff in our ear about such and such and such and such, and I can't work with such and such and such and such. Just shut up and just put in the work and say, let's play ball. You know, I'm a coach, too. So my whole thing is football is played on the field, not on the chat boards, not on telephone or in boardrooms. It is played on the field. The best team will win, at least that night. Okay? Let me see what else is on my list. So, again, what are some people trying to do? They're trying to unify football. The good and bad about unification is, again, the good is it cuts down the travel costs. That is the biggest problem with minor league football, with any league. If you look at any league that has been in existence in America, the reason why it's shut down is because of travel costs and how far the teams are. Look at the WNBA. Teams are so far apart. If you look at the stands, I mean, it's empty up in there. There's no rivalry. You know, they try to create it with stars at different teams and stuff like that, and that lasted for so long. But now, you know, they're playing in front of empty houses. You know, stop thinking that the NFL is going to come and save us. That's not going to happen. Okay, it's not about the NFL coming in and saving us. It's not going to happen. It ain't going to happen. It won't happen. Okay, there's no money out there to be made as of right now. So let's stop talking about the, you know, this is the other thing that everybody talks about. We need to have teams only in the top TV markets. Well, if you did that, you won't be having anybody playing football. Again, is it the opportunity that you're giving women to play football, or is it you're trying to make a super pro league? And if you make a super pro league, then when are you going to pay these ladies to play? So, again, there's no millionaire owners, as I said in the past, that are only need any of these semi-pro teams. It's a matter of, hey, let's do what we do. This was the first year that the Las Vegas Showgirls was able to break even. You know, and we cut back on a lot of things. But you know what? As a 5-year plan, we're supposed to be in the black this year. But, you know, hey, we're working on it. We're working on it. Again, unifying the good and the bad. Again, there's a lot more good than there is bad. I just think that people's egos are just too big and not allowing others to want to unify because, again, of their so-called claim to ownership of something that they don't own, a region or an area or a city. Now, if there's teams there, you know, I use mine, again, I like using me an example because I don't want to put nobody out there on blast and they feel all like I'm picking on them, so I pick on myself. For instance, you know, we got the Las Vegas Showgirls here in Las Vegas. There's another team that's going to be starting up. All I ask is, I don't care if they're in my market, but since I was here first, I'm the Las Vegas team. You can be the Nevada team. You can be the Henderson team. You can be whatever other name outside of Vegas, you know. And that's what we have to come to grips with. I don't care that they're here. I really don't. I really want to play them. But, again, we have a lot of people out here who feel that their 50-mile halo or their radius is the key. And I know I'm beating a dead horse with this, but, again, if people want to know what the doggone issues are, those are the issues. It's all in name. You know, somebody, there's two diamonds out there. There's a Dallas Diamonds and a Dayton Diamonds. Can we all play in one league with the same name? Yes. High schools do it all the time. High schools do it all the time. So it's not about who got the only nickname. It's not. You know, again, it goes back to just promoting. Keep promoting, keep promoting, keep promoting. And even when you promote, because you got teams out there promoting their butts off, trust me. I know a bunch of owners out there that are promoting their butt off, and still, you're not getting the results, you know. And the reason why is because it might not be a vibrant sport in your particular market that people want to come see. Maybe you're going to the wrong crowd. Again, women's football has not defined our crowd yet. And I know I talked about this last week, but the Lingerie Football League has defined their crowd. They're looking for guys 18 to 35 years old. They're looking for a good time, some brew, and see some women play some football. That's they're not looking for family. They're not looking for women. They're not looking for older men in their 40s and 50s. They're not looking for corporates. They're looking for single men, 18 to 35. And they're pushing it, and they're pushing it, and they're pushing it. Where do they advertise? Playboy magazine, ESPN. Every time they have a tryout, the news is all over. We have a team here in Vegas. They haven't come up with the name yet, but I was at the tryout. And my same sports reporter was like, hey, Dion, what's up? You know, and I said, how are you guys going to cover this? They're like, you know, it's news. You know, no matter how you feel about it, it's football. And, again, some of us ladies and some of us guys don't agree with it. But guess what? It's no different than when the NFL was playing. Then you had the Arena Football League. Everybody was, like, talking crap about the Arena Football. That ain't real football. That ain't real football. But guess what? Those teams were averaging 10, 12, 15,000 people to the stands. Again, you got to be able to use your insight and try to get that crowd if you want to break into it. You got to sell it. How are you going to sell it? Look at Pepsi and Coke. Look at the commercials they do. They do commercials for blacks, whites, Latinos, whatever nationality. They have marketing tactics to reach every market out there. And, again, owners are upset because we're paying into this to the leagues and not getting anything in return. No advisories board, no meetings where we're just talking about business plans. How many teams out there got business plans? I think somebody asked me this week. And when I told them the numbers, they started laughing. Are you serious? I said, out of 100 teams, I would say there might be three teams that might have a 3 to 5 year business plan. I would say three teams have a 3 to 5 year business plan. Everybody else is winging it. We're just out there putting it out there and trying to do the best that we can with no plan. We have no roadmap. So, again, what are owners looking for? Well, if I don't know what I'm doing, I'm expecting the league to guide me into this direction of, you know, what is marketing? What is branding? You know, what are some other opportunities out there that we can go at? Is the league going after opportunities? You know, I know I've had an opportunity for a particular league with a particular ball company. And just because my name was on it, they didn't want to do it. They gave up $250,000 in advertisement and getting a better quality ball for a cheaper price than what they were paying for their ball now. Now, is that personal or is that business? I really think it's personal. I don't want to deal with anything that Deion's dealt with. Why? I don't know. But for me, if the shoe was on the other foot and somebody presented that to me and I had an opportunity to go $250,000 of promotions and marketing with the company, a co-op, and I'm not putting nothing out, shoot, I'll jump on that in a minute. I would definitely jump on that in a minute. You know, again, there's been some false promises out there. You know, every league has their list of things that we will do for you. I've seen contracts in every league, and I just laugh. You know, I laugh because it states, you know, on the flyer we do this, this, and this. But if you look at the contract doesn't say anything but what you can and can't do within the league. It doesn't say the league promised to give you this, this, and this, and they try to hold you to it. So, again, when you're talking about people who don't know business, you can get over on them. But when you know people who know contracts, they know darn well they're not going to sign it. They're not going to sign a contract that has a non-compete compete clause in it if you get kicked out or if you decide to leave. That doesn't make any sense. Who favor is that in? Definitely not in yours. In my experience, just come from the music industry where you get the worst contracts ever in the world are music industry contracts as an artist. You don't want to be an artist. And that's how we look at it. You know, that's how I looked at every contract that I've signed. But again, what are teams mad about? What are they upset about? And where can we go with this thing? Again, I'll give you another example. I stay with the example of paying $3,000 a year to play in the league and making $150,000. It comes down to this. What is the money being used for? And when owners ask that question, they get no answers, then that's the start of the problem. But if you put together the plan and say, look, we're going to collect $150,000. It's going to cost us $40,000 for administrative fees. That means paying people who are on that's going to be doing it on a daily basis. That's fine, as long as it's out there. And then this $110,000 is going to be paid for. It's going to pay for this, pay for that, pay for that, pay for that. So now when you have this outline and these things are being done, you feel comfortable about putting your $3,000 up, especially if you can see where the money's going. And that's where that's what people want to know. Okay, I'm putting in the money, but where is it going? Where is it truly going? And again, we've been, you know, talking about this for, I know I've been talking about it for 6 years. That's how long I've been around women's football. And as an owner of a team, I definitely want to know where my investment is going because I want a return on my investment. I truly want a return on my investment. And if you can explain to me where my money is going as an investor, and I see that it's going in the right direction, I don't care what kind of voting power I have or whatever, we need to have a plan on how we're going to spend this money. And is it going to be beneficial to all? You know, in some leagues, it's been beneficial to some. In some leagues, it's been beneficial to none. In some leagues, people have walked away with and ran with the money. You know, I'm just telling you like how it's been and how it is. You know, I'm in business with 50 other owners who I don't know. When are we going to get together and talk? You know, I want to know my partners. I don't want to invest money into something that I don't know the people that are investing with me. I don't want to know I want to know if they're going to be flakes or not. If you don't show up to a league meeting, then you're a flake, point blank, because you are an essential part of this organization. And if you can't afford to pay $350 for a flight and then pay $100 a night for a hotel for 3 days, then you're not in the right business. It can't be an excuse. Can't be an excuse. You've got to be involved in what you do. BJ, I know I've been talking. I don't know if anybody's on the line. But if so, Nick, just plug them on in. Just tell them, say, hey, I'll stop what I'm doing. But you got the phone number, 347-826-7278. You're rocking four quarters, Coach Lee. I haven't been doing my regular format of four quarters, but I've just been talking because I got a lot of emails, I got a lot of notes, and I'm trying to cover everything within an hour. So that's what we're doing. I think I've talked about everything under what word on the street and why teams are leaving. Or why teams are seeking elsewhere or unification or independence, one or the other. But it is frustrating. It's definitely been frustrating over the last 6 years with new owners coming in, old owners going out, people coming up with concepts and ideas, and no one's following through. You know, I'm not blaming one side or the other. It's everybody's fault, from the league's perspective and from the team owner's perspective, even down to the players. The players got to realize that you're part of the promotion team. You got to be able to promote your team. There's some teams that the players don't even talk about it on Facebook, like they're embarrassed or something like that, or don't go to team functions unless it's alcohol, you know, where they got to get buck wild. You know, it's funny, but it's the truth. You know, that's the first line of promotions, is the players on the team. If I got 50 players on my team and I'm able to give them 100 flyers each, you know, that's 5,000 flyers I'm able to pass out a lot faster than I can do by myself. Oh, I think I hear somebody. You rocking Four Quarters, old Coach Lee. Who we got on the line? Yup, I thought I heard somebody there. But again, it's a lot easier for 50 people to go spread, you know, 5,000 flyers out than myself as an individual. And I know as an individual, I was just at the Las Vegas Locals scrimmage game promoting the hell out of the Las Vegas Showgirls that people didn't even know. I had my 55-inch flat-screen TV, my VCR, showing highlight videos of the Showgirls. I had jerseys out there. I had program books. And people were just coming up saying, wow, that's a great high school team. I'm like, no, these are women. And they couldn't believe it. I mean, those are some of the grassroots simple things. And, you know, but imagine if I had 50 people there passing out the flyer. Now we can hit 50 times as many people as I hit as an individual. So it starts with the team. You got to be willing to get dirty, not on the field, but off the field, to do the promotions. You got to do it. Okay, no, it wasn't a VCR. It was a DVD player. All right? Jeepers, you know I'm just talking. I'm old school. I'm 40. Yes, I know beta, old school, VHS. I'm old school. I just downloaded my first game from the web to a DVD. So, and yeah, I know it's 2010. I'm back in front of my computer now. But anyway, you know, the bottom line is you got to get out there. And then from the top, all we asking is, as a league, you know, put together a national commercial. You don't even have to promote it. If you just had a 30-second commercial with a 15-second blackout where my team can put in our 15 seconds. So, for instance, I'm just going to make up something, you know, real quick. It can be a commercial with a bunch of teams flashing on the screen, the logos. And then you hear voiceover talking about, yes, women's football, blah, 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 blah. This league, da-da-da, based out of such and such, such and such. Coming spring 2011. And by the way, you have the Las Vegas Showgirls as your local team. Come out and support the Showgirls at lvshowgirls.com. Booyah. Now it's up to me to put that commercial on. At least I have something that says something national. You know, just like when we did the championship game this year. You know, it's cool to put a championship shirt together with just the two teams on there, but that doesn't represent the whole team. So what our concept was, okay, we'll put the front, will be the championship teams. On the back, we're going to represent the whole league and put the league logo and website on. Because we want people to know a T-shirt is a great thing. People read the front and back. But if they just saw the two teams, the Lone Star Mustangs and the Columbus Comets, then that's all they think that plays football. But when they walk by and see a list of American Conference and National Conference, they start inquiring, wow, is my city on there? Oh, wow, there's a team in California. Oh, there's a team in Sacramento. Oh, there's, man, I got to check this out. Yeah, I do 8-tracks too. I even do reel-to-reel. So y'all can laugh if y'all want to. That's just going back to old comment for those who are not following on the Ning Boy. I'm just looking at some of the sites. Some of the chat room stuff. But that's what we got to do, and that's what the leagues haven't done. When has there been a T-shirt with all the teams represented on it? It's either the league itself or a team, you know? And I think that's what the headaches are from the team's perspective. Leagues, help us. Are you giving us stickers? What are you doing to include all of us? And I know the league's perspective is they're like, well, we don't want to do it, because we have teams jumping left and right, and we don't want to make this shirt or this or that because of, you know, you guys might leave. You know, we talked about this in the earlier show. You know what? I think there should be contract maximum 3 years for a team to be in the league, period. You know, 2 years minimum, 3 years maximum. And then have options after year two to add another year on if you want to get some stability going. I don't have a problem with that. But you can't ask for stability when you're asking a team to only commit for 1 year. And teams, you can't ask for a commitment when you only sign it for 1 year. So, again, it goes on both sides of the street, you guys. Again, I'm not here to blame one side or the other. It's both. It's definitely both. So, again, follow up on these things in leagues. Listen, you know, just because you're on top of the mountain don't mean that you can't fall off. And that's what's happening. The leagues that have fallen off, you know, from the WPFL to the NWFA and now the IWFL have all gotten to the top of the mountain and felt that they were superior, that they were better than everybody. They didn't have to listen to the people that were climbing with them. You have to help. You have to help. You know? So, again, you can't get up to the top and think that you're so strong that, you know what, you're the only league. You can't define yourself as the league, the only league, the women's league, and, you know, and stuff like that, because all that do is tear you apart. You can't have a system where you only invite some players and not all players. You can't represent your league if you're not even letting the so-called, quote, lower-level players in your league participate in activities. You know, and again, these are just things that I observe from outside that tear the family up, you know. There's a bunch of things. You just can't do that. You got to be inclusive with everybody. You just have to. That's just the state of women's football. That's just the state of the game. You know, in the back of my mind, yes. Do I feel that I'm the best team out there? Yeah. Did we win a championship? No. But do I still think we're the best? Yeah. But am I going to slam everybody else because I don't think they're as good as me? No. I'm going to respect them and say everything else that I'm supposed to say. Do I talk behind their back? No. Is there people out there that I don't agree with? Yes. Do I still work with them? Yes. Do people think I'm a jerk and a creep and everything else? Yes. But do I care? No. Because my focus is the game. It's not about me. It's not about, you know, Deion Lee's way or the only way. No, it's not. It's all about, hey, putting out an idea. You can roll with it. You don't have to. I strongly believe in it, yes. If it don't happen, am I going to sit up here and cry about it? No. If that's the case, I would have been on the women's football 5.5 years ago. 5.5 years ago, because everything that I put up there has been shot down. But guess what? It's coming back around. The same concept that we're talking about now, unifying all this other stuff, I tried when the first day I started football. The reason why, because I didn't want to play the LA Amazons in a scrimmage game. You know, as a new team, I wanted to play a real game against a real team, so I went to another league to try to play, both in the NWFA and also the IWFL, because we were WPFL. Those were three leagues at the time. And everybody said, no, we don't need to unify. From inside the WPFL, people saying, why are you trying to play other teams when you can play us? And I had teams from another league saying, why are you trying to play us? You should play your own team. Because you don't understand football. That's why. You know, I want to test my team. I don't want to sit up here and hold back. Why scrimmage somebody when you can't play your players and you can't run plays? You know, because I'm about to play them next week. That don't make any sense as a coach. Why would I want to scrimmage a team that I'm going to play the first week of the season? And the reason why I'm scrimmaging them is because it's the closest team that I can play that's in my league. I think that's been the dumbest rule of all. I don't care what league you're in. You're playing football. You know, can we play a game? You know, I will use the WFA and the IWFL. Somebody said, well, how are you going to play a game with their rules and your ball or whatever? When they're on offense, they get to use their ball. When we're on offense, we use our ball. You know, we play football rules. When you get tackled, you get tackled. You know, it can be like baseball, whatever house you at. Those are the rules you play by, if you want to do it that way. But the rules aren't that much different, you know. So, again, things can work. Things can happen, you know. So, again, It's what we really want to do. As owners, we got to step our game up, you know. And I'm always talking about the football camping conference. The reason why, because it was the only place that people can come to, that's what we're going to talk about, where we, they didn't have to feel their association was just more powerful than the other. And it's been proven that every camping conference has been about women's football. It hasn't been about, you know, changing leagues or moving to this league or having a motive. I don't have a motive. My motive is to, I do have a motive. My motive is to help teach you and myself the art of running a business, the art of running a football team, the art of coaching, the art of playing the game. That is my motive, because I'm a strong believer that the product will speak for itself. If the product is good, the fans will come. The fans will come if they market it to with a good product. If the product is no good, they will not come out there. It's a full circle. It's a full circle. And you got to be willing to spend some money to get better. You got to spend money to be better as a player. You got to spend money to, as a coach, to get better by going to camps and conferences to find out what the latest trend is. Players need to go to camps so they can learn to play the position from a different perspective. Your coach is not the god of all gods or goddesses of all goddesses about football. There's other people in this world that know a lot more and a lot less than what you've been exposed to. It's your job to go out there and bring that information in. Same thing as a coach. Just because you're a coach don't mean that you're the best at what you do. There's other people out there. There's different levels of coaching. That's why you have Pop Warner coaches. That's why you have middle school coaches. That's why you have high school coaches. That's why you have junior college coaches. That's why you have college coaches. And there's three different levels and four different levels in the college level. Then you got semi-pro. Then you got pro. Then you got overseas. I mean, it's a whole bunch of different levels. All dogs can learn new tricks. Old dogs, new dogs, all dogs can learn new tricks, all right? So don't fall asleep on that. And then as business owners, most of us are in it because it's a hobby. You're not taking it serious as a business, you know. So, again, that's why things weren't developed. You know, don't hate me because I'm moving forward on them, you know. Participate. Be a part of it. If it ain't what you thought it was, then, oh, well. But I guarantee you this. Everything that has been said and done at the camping conference has been very valuable for those who have come and taken advantage of. But then you got people that want to say, hey, well, can you email me this? No. Bring your butt down here and learn it for yourself and do for yourself. You know, again, it goes back to the old term that everybody's talking about. Don't rely on somebody else to do your work for you. You got to be that working bee or that working ant and get it done. But you got to find the opportunity to get it done. Even if I didn't go to a football camp and conference, I would go to a gun show on how to handle guns and this and try to relate that to what football got to do. I know. I'm funny. I try to be. But I try to be real, you guys. I try to be serious. I just hate all the excuses that I hear of why we can't do this and why we can't do that. Hold on 1 second. I got to make one announcement real quick. All right. I'm back. Just that quick. Like I said, I just had to make an announcement. It's 10 minutes to 8. And, you know, like I said, I run a sports recreation center. And people got to get up out of here so I can get home. But anyway, I'm surprised that nobody's calling in. That's the other part. You know, you got avenues to be able to discuss and talk, you know, with some sense. And people don't make an opportunity to do it. I mean, I can talk all day, as y'all can see. I have no problem talking. But if you don't voice your opinion, then your thoughts are for nothing. You know, don't talk smack after everything is settled and done, and that's what happens. You know, if you go on the womenstacklefootballgroup.neem.com board, you know, I start up a lot of the threads because people are afraid to put, you know, their opinion out there. You know, I'm not. What I got to lose? What I got to win? Nothing. It's supposed to be creative thought. We're all adults in most cases, and we should all should be able to speak as adults, one side or the other. One side or the other, it doesn't matter. We should be able to get up there and speak, you know. But, you know, some people are so excited about typing that they have mistypos and all the other stuff, and then people want to fire at them you know, well, learn how to type, learn how to spell. Well, damn it, you know what? It's the excitement of the thread that makes me type fast or whatever it is, you know. Instead of reading it and getting the points out of it, we want to drag somebody down, you know, and talk about how stupid they are and stuff like that. That ain't getting us nowhere. I understand what you meant, you know, and I'm going to stay on point with the topic and not try to get offhand and all this other stuff. That's some of the things that go on the threads on there. I sit back and laugh, you know, because, again, I don't edit anything. It's no need. You know what I'm saying? It's no need. I don't dislike anybody on the name board. I want everybody to participate. If you got some kind of idea, throw it out there. Share. That's what the board is for. It's a sharing board. It's called Women's Tackle Football Group.meme.com. Not Dion Lee Football Group. Not any particular league group, you know. Because, again, I've had leagues just bash me and say that I run it and I edit it and I do this and I do this on one side of the board. You know what? I don't. Those who want to promote on here can promote. I don't care what league you've been in. Some people feel that one league over the other gets more promotions. Well, you know what? I'm in a particular league. I'm promoting my team in my league. That doesn't stop you from promoting your team in your league. I have no problem with that. You know, within reason. You know, you can go through every thread that I've written in here, and it will be inclusive of all teams, all leagues on situations. You know, my league gets mad at me because I don't talk totally just 100% good about it. There's faults in every league, and I'm just a realist, and that's just what it is. But, again, you have the platform to do it. You just choose not to. But again, nothing can get done if you don't participate. We got 1,980 members on this board, and you will get the consistent 12 to 15 that are truly the ones writing, you know, on here. And, again, we go back and forth, but there's people, again, I can go back and forth with anybody. I still have the respect for you because you're doing what you're doing. That's what I respect. Doing what you're doing is what I respect. You defending your league is great. Me defending my league is great. Me telling you what's bad about your league is great. What you telling me is bad about my league is great because I can go back and we can both change it. Because if that's how outsiders are seeing it, then we need to look within to see if that is true. If it is true, let's change it. If it ain't true, let's keep on moving. You know? Just keep on moving. Man, time be flying when you be having fun. The last thing that people were asking about was to sue or not to sue. That was one of the emails I got. What is really going to happen? Well, like I said, I've been around women's football for 6 years. You got people suing people who ain't got money. You got people who are suing who don't have money, who are suing people who don't have money. So all it is paying these attorneys for nothing. How are you going to sue a team owner who ain't got nothing? What are you really going to get out of it? Nothing. Just wasting $45,000 for a lawyer to participate in a settlement of who's right and wrong. Instead of being a grown-up and say, you know what? You're right. Why don't you just move on? You know? You're just moving on. Because it's just a waste of time and a waste of money. Been through it already. Done that. Been through that with the WPFL. Part of the demise of the WPFL was because of a lawsuit. I wasn't even a part of the lawsuit. I come into the league and our attorney is suing us because there ain't no money there. And team owners didn't want to step up and pay the freaking bill. That's why the league went down. We didn't go down because it was mismanaged and it ran wrong. It's because we didn't pay the bills. The people that was here to protect us, we couldn't pay them. So guess what? I left. I didn't want to be a part of something where we ain't got people that serious and that want to pay their bills. You know, how are we going to be a good organization? And I can't sit up here and lie that we ain't taking care of our business. You know, so to sue or not to sue, I would say don't sue. Just just walk away and go. Both parties. Let that team go their way. Let my league go this way. And whatever happens at the end, happens at the end. But it ain't going to be no money given up on both ends. Okay? So that's my thought on the sue or not to sue. It shouldn't even be a question. Because nothing's really going to come out of it. And the court, matter of fact, look at the NFL lawsuit from the Raiders. The Raiders got a dollar bill out of that deal for moving from one city to the next city. I got the call? Okay. So, again, you know, that's just how it works. Hold on 1 second. I don't know how much time I got left, but I got to take a quick call. So hold on. Yeah. I'm all right. Who this? Hey, you can call back in 5 minutes. Okay? 5 minutes after. All right. I'm back. Sorry about that. I'm trying to squeeze this all in before 8 o'clock. So, again, suing ain't going to help anybody in this situation. All it's going to do is tear a team apart. The team is going to leave anyway. The team is going to create a new name and have to start all over from scratch. If that's the goal of the league, to tear a team down and make them start all over, then you're not really helping women's football. If you're suing the league for past balances and things of that nature, you're not going to get it back because you don't have enough money in your kitty to go ahead and get an attorney that's going to fight it, that's going to make it happen. And if you do, you might as well use that $45,000 towards your team to promote and move forward. So, again, it's a money thing, which most of us don't have, and it's just a waste of time. But if a league is true on their creed or their motto of giving women the opportunity to play, then, again, they should go ahead and woman up, man up, league up, or do whatever they got to do and let the team go. You know, my theory is this. If you're doing the right things as a league, if you're doing the right things as a team, and somebody else want to go start another team or another league, then let them be. Let them go. Let them do. If you know that you're doing the right thing, again, going back to, again, I use my team. The team that started in Vegas is nothing but ex-players for my team. If they feel they can do it better, then let them. But once they got into it, it's been a year and a half, and they still haven't gotten it. But anywhere, like somebody said, we ain't going anywhere. Round two, let's roll. What? I can't do this show any longer, y'all. I got things I got to do, you know what I'm saying? I got promotions to do. I got to close this joint down. I love talking. I love putting it out there. It's like my team song. I refuse to lose. And here's your ticket. Walk forward with Coach C, baby. That's what it's all about. We get it going. Yeah, I got you. 8 o'clock. All right. So, again, each and every week, y'all, I'm here. If you got stuff that you want me to talk about, okay, hit me on the Ning board. You know what I'm saying? I'm all over the Ning board. If you can't do that, hit me at Las Vegas Showgirls at yahoo.com. I'm there. Stop it. You know what I'm saying? Call me. 702. What's my number? 764-8878. Hey, I listen to everybody. I talk to everybody. I love you all. And as long as we push towards the goal, the common goal of playing women's football, let's do that. Let's do that. All right? Because I'm out of here. I got to close this up. I'm peace. Coach Lee, fourth quarter, every Monday.
Not my fault that they're falling off. Noon is fair, square, three.